Welcome into San Antonio as the Cacique pregame show rolls on. First game between the Riders and the Missions is coming up, but first we play our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We had a chance on Sunday as the Riders played against Tulsa to sit down with Dylan Dreiling. Let's play part two of that conversation right now. Speaking of going to the opposite field, you go to the opposite field hitting-wise at a rate that's comparable to anybody else in the league. Is that something that you're trying to do, or is that something that has just popped up this season?
I mean, I feel like I've always been able to do that. I think last year when I was struggling a little bit, I was trying to pull stuff more than go to the opposite field like I've always done. And it was kind of just like the realization of, like, that's not really my game. Like, I can do it, but that's not who I am as a hitter. So, I mean, yes, I work on it and know that I can do that. So that's kind of just, you know, I don't feel so good. I go back to that and what I've always done good. So,
with how many balls you hit to the opposite field, what's your take on the pull shift that you almost always get from defenses?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. I feel like I hit a lot of balls, like, right down the third baseline. So I feel like the third baseman should be playing over there. But everyone just plays me the same. And, I mean, it's fine with me because I get, you know, a couple more hits out of it. Yeah. So
I feel like we've talked on the broadcast this year that you've hit so many line drives that the shortstop maybe just normally would have caught right to him, but he's always played up the middle and they turn into base hits for you.
Yeah, I don't know, but they keep doing it, so I like it.
Talking with Dylan Dreiling here on the Cacique pregame show, I heard you went to a card show the other day. Is that true?
Yeah, we went to the Dallas card show yesterday, me and Max Wagner.
What'd you guys pick up?
Max picked up, I'm not even sure really what he picked up. I know he picked up an Ike Irish card, Josh Adam Chesky card, and then I picked up a couple of Caleb Bonnemer cards.
Why Caleb Bonnemer?
I don't know. I think he's a good player. I've heard really good things about him, not only from, you know, I look at Twitter a lot, so I've seen a lot of him on Twitter, and then also some of the guys that come up from Spartanburg, they say, you know, really good player, so I've heard good things.
Bonnemer is the top prospect in the White Sox organization. Do you collect a lot of cards of other minor league players?
I would say so, yes. Yeah, me and Max Wagner is really big into it. He's probably a little bit more into it than me, but he's got me into it a little more as well. So,
how does that start? Is it just for fun? Is it, you know, investing in guys you believe in? What's the process been like for you?
It's more just been for fun. I mean, me and Blake Burke, one of my teammates at Tennessee, we got into it in our first off season because we were in the boxes of Bowman draft. So we were trying to just, like, pull ourselves at first, and then it just kind of escalated from there. Started buying some football stuff and just everything, really.
What's your collection of Dylan Dreiling cards look like then?
I have some cool ones. The first one I actually ever got, me and Blake, we went to the card shop the first time we ever went. I think it was the first box he ever bought. He pulled an auto of mine, which was cool, and then I traded him for it, and I think I gave it to my dad for Christmas. But yeah, that I have that, and then I just have, you know, some lower numbered autos of myself, and it's a pretty solid collection. Yeah.
Do you remember the feeling of sitting down to sign all those cards for the first time? I have to imagine after the draft that was pretty surreal.
Yeah, I do remember because it was a long day. Probably sat for 7 or 8 hours, signed four or 5,000 things. So I definitely remember it, and it was pretty cool for me.
How much better was Signature 1 than Signature 5,000?
I mean, a lot better. I made sure to sign, like, all the lower number, like, bigger cards. I tried to take my time and sign them better, but some of the base cards, I'm just scribbling on there.
That is awesome. Dylan, thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that was Dylan Dreiling on the Cacique pregame show. We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.